All right, let's vote on this motion. So we have a motion and a second. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Nay?
Nay.
Which nay? One nay. So the motion carries. All right, so you have some, you have, Jason's going to find out this time period.
I will do
we'll
that.
Revisit this issue
yes.
soon.
Right. One thing I would want to add is that there were second recommendation about their obligation to plug wells. Again, there's still a 10-well deficit, so there was a second recommendation that they can, they now P&A 6 wells per year.
May I speak?
Representative Morris, thank you for coming. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, yeah, so there was two aspects of it, to release the required interest and to P&A 6 wells per year until 2023, or at such time a past inventory of 10 wells are P&A'd, after which the P&A schedule will return to 4 wells per year or 2 wells drilled per year in lieu thereof. Right?
Right.
I'm just reading from what you said.
I don't see how. I've got 5 wells in Texas. Got 5 wells on the levee board. That's 10 per year. And you're upping me up to 6 now? And then 10? Did I hear that correctly?
Well, the 6 wells are the accounting to make up for the 10 wells that you didn't plug in 2016 and 2017 on state lease 173.
Well, being financially practical, it's going to hurt us very badly, and I don't want to commit to something and say yes without really knowing I can do that. Could we just please make it 5 wells a year, please?
Mr. Arnold? I'm confused. The commitment to plug these wells was made previously, correct?
That's correct.
So we're just holding you to your previous commitment.
With right 5 wells?
On state property.
Right, he was required for 2016 to 2017 to plug 5 wells per year. He did not plug those wells, those yearly, so we're at a deficit now of 10. So doing the accounting, I figured 6 wells per year until 2023 to make up for that balance, because every year he always has 4 wells that he is to plug.
Thank you.
When we get Texas done, which will only be a couple of years, and the levee board done, which will only be a couple of 3 years, I'll be free to, you can slice me up any way you like. It'll stop us from drilling.
So, I mean, I don't understand the reference to Texas. That's not in this state, you know what I mean? That's not Louisiana. So, I mean, something has to be done out here, and, you know, if it pinches, you know, then that was the obligation that you guys took on when you took over this area, you know.
I don't recall why we didn't drill those wells. Perhaps it's what my partner mentioned. He stepped into that meeting, and he dictated to us, and he said, you plug those 5 wells on the levee board. And that's why we didn't do that on the state. Not being remiss of our duties, ladies and gentlemen. Just doing what the state wants. We'll get them plugged. It's just give us a break instead of 6. Let us have 5.
I just want to say that, you know, this historically, this is in reading what's happened with Jason, you know, and what he's lined out for us historically. This has happened. We'll be in the same place next year, you know, and at some point things have to be tough. You know, and tough decisions have to be made. I don't know if it's today, but I'm sure it's coming soon, you know. But, I look at that, the situation almost like a tar baby, you know. I mean, you grab a little piece of it, and all of a sudden you're intertwined in it, and you don't know where you're at, you know. So eventually the board's going to have to make some tough decisions in this area, whether that's today or not, I don't know.
Well, I personally think if you do 5 wells a year, the board would forgive you on 1 per year. We'll be happy with that.
And I'd also,
but you haven't done that yet for us.
And I would also suggest that if, in fact, we would have granted staff's request to release this acreage, and that acreage then would be placed in commerce, that the state would then be looking for a higher rate than 1/8. So, in my thought processes is that you should be looking at the same, you should be looking at it in the same fashion. This is an old lease with great terms. Whether or not this is prime property or not, it's got great terms that today is obsolete. And the state apparently, by the action of the board today, is reassessing what the staff has recommended. You need to go back to your folks and figure out how you can place this lease in the same posture as if we have released the property from Gemini and placed it in the commerce.
Jason mentioned 20% royalty.
Well, that's a discussion for another day, but that's the point I'm making, sir.
Okay. Point taken.
Like to?
So, I don't believe the board's going to take any action on this issue with those. Only the action that was decided upon. Unless someone wants to present a motion.
Took action on it already.
Yeah, on one aspect of what the staff was asking. So, I'm just clarifying. All right, otherwise we're going to move on to our next item. Thank you for coming. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
And we'll revisit this issue within the time period that Jason notifies us. And I guess we'll notify you of as well.
I hope so. Thanks so much.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you.
All right. Are we all done for lease review?
No. Still me.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
Charles?
For the record, Charles Bradbury. I have four items, well, I have technically three items now to bring to your attention. The first item was a request for recognition of force majeure by Pennington Oil and Gas, INT LLC, I think that's international, on State Lease 18804 in East Baton Rouge Parish. This is one of these properties that are right there in the river. And when the water comes up on the river, Mississippi River, it floods. Well, they reported Monday that they had turned it back on, so there's no report on that. So no action required by the board. The next three items, we'll ask for board confirmation on the staff's recommendation. The first of these was a force majeure condition reported by PetroHunt LLC. In Iberville Parish with State Lease 4219. This is on Bayou Marigouin. The water was coming up in the basin and it forced them to remove their equipment and evacuate the location temporarily. We haven't heard that they've come back on. They were optimistic here a week ago they'd get back on, but we haven't heard anything more. We're going to recommend that we initially recognize this for a period of 90 days or until the July board meeting when we reconsider it, or if they turn it back on, then they'll file a report. The second item is a recommendation by the staff. Second and third item are actually related. This is one that I brought to you back initially in January and February. There was a issue of theft of oil, and conservation issued an order to shut both of these companies in at that time. Best of our knowledge, based upon all the information, discussion with conservation, that the matter still hasn't been, the oil theft hasn't been resolved. But conservation issued an order this week basically saying it's okay to turn their wells back on. The problem is for these two companies is they're in outside the protection levy of the Mississippi River, so they can't turn their stuff on right now anyway. So we just recommend that you continue recognition of this force majeure till the July board meeting where we'll reconsider the matter if they haven't turned things back on. So I'll ask that the board confirm staff's recommendations on these.
All right. We have a request by staff to approve their recommendations in these various lease review items, force majeure 1, 2, 3, and 4.
I make a motion to accept staff's recommendation.
We have a motion by Mr. Arnold, second by Mr. Bradbury. Any questions or discussion? Any public comment? If not, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, nay. Motion carries. Our next item is the nomination track. Maybe we could take a quick 5-minute break. It's 11:03. We'll be back here at 11, let's just say 11:10. All right? Thank you.